We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New York Times, Forbes, of course, and SNY as well. Adam Zagoria is with us. Adam, we were just talking about the Oregon-Virginia game, how they scored 102 points in that game and 96 in the second half of the Tennessee-Purdue game. But even though it was a low-scoring game, I found that game fascinating to watch. What did you think was the best game of the night, that or the Purdue-Tennessee game?
Yeah, I watched the Purdue-Tennessee game, with rapt attention. I thought that was really interesting. And, Purdue's tough. I mean, they've beaten, they knocked the stuffing out of Villanova, the defending champs, and then they beat Tennessee. I think they surprised some people. So, it's basically been chalk here with a lot of top seeds, but there you had a three seed taken out of two.
The biggest surprise to me was the dud that Michigan put up last night, Adam. I actually thought that they'd go further in this tournament. I thought they had a chance to maybe even win this thing. But, man, they couldn't score.
Yeah, well, I mean, Texas Tech is, one of the top couple defensive teams in the country.
Yeah.
They got a great coach in Chris Beard and a star in Jarrett Culver, who's probably going to be a top 10 pick in the draft. So they're legit. They're a real team. And, I think there's probably half a dozen teams left that could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Adam, when you, going back to the Oregon game for a minute, what did you think of Oregon's shot selection towards the end of the game?
I'm going to confess that I was a little sick last night and
okay.
I went to bed before that game ended.
Fair enough. These things happen. That game ended after midnight. I barely made it up to the end, but I stuck with it.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if
appreciate the honesty. There's way too much lying in this business, and I like people that can be honest about it. You didn't see it. Fair enough. You talk about chalk in the tournament. Obviously, it's been mostly that. Now the lowest seed still remaining is a five seed in Auburn. We got one versus three in the South and one versus three here. Let's get to tonight's game. Let's start with Auburn because I just mentioned it. Duke gets a lot of the hype, but North Carolina has been great. They've been great in this tournament. They were great against Duke this year. I know Zion missed those games in the regular season, but does North Carolina deserve a little more love than they're getting nationally?
Yeah, you look at the odds, like the Vegas odds, and basically, it goes in order of the number one seeds with, Duke is everybody's favorite, followed by Gonzaga and Virginia, and then North Carolina is fourth, in most of the Vegas odds. And they have beaten, Duke twice. I'm here in D.C. where I'll see Duke tonight and Michigan State. But, if we somehow end up with a Duke-Carolina national final, which we could, everybody should keep in mind that North Carolina beat them twice.
Yeah.
That said, I think Auburn's, a very, dangerous team. Great guards with led by Jared Harper. And they're the real deal. So that should be a really fun game tonight.
I think that game, I'm looking at the total 163.5, and I could see 200 points scored in this game. The pace that UNC plays with and the fact that Auburn just wants to shoot threes as fast as they can, if they're hitting, this could be the most fun game of the night, I think. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn. I mean, honestly, I'm here in D.C., and I'm going to be, at the LSU-Michigan State game, but obviously that game will be a lot of fun as well.
Well, let's talk about that game. You talk about being at the LSU-Michigan State game. Yesterday we were talking about what's the Big Ten team most likely to go the furthest, and obviously Purdue is advanced, but what do you think Michigan State's chances are tonight?
Well, first of all, I think it's going to be a great matchup, at the point guard spot with Cassius Winston and Tremont Waters. That was a big topic of conversation here yesterday during the interviews as the point guards. Cassius has been compared a little bit to Kemba Walker here. He said he was flattered by those comparisons. Tremont Waters is a New Haven, Connecticut kid who had the game-winning layup, last week when they beat Maryland. LSU is a very long, athletic team. I think they're going to present problems for Michigan State. I think Michigan State's probably a little more disciplined and, focus and has a little bit of an edge. But, you know, it's a good story. LSU, they got an interim head coach in Tony Benford. They're obviously, they lost a player who was shot before the season. They're playing without their coach. So it's a lot of storylines in that game.
Yeah, how do you think that they've responded since the you know, the coach was basically, was he fired or just put on suspension?
He's on suspension. Yeah. I mean, you know, they'll tell you more that they're playing for a player named Wade Sims, I believe his name is, who was shot early before the season started, and they put up the number 4 for him, you know, when they're holding up their fingers to play in his honor. And, you know, Tony Benford is an experienced coach. He used to coach at North Texas. So it's not like they're just thrown in, you know, a rookie to coach the team. Sure. But in a lot of times, situations like that, it galvanizes the team and brings them together.
You know, the other game in D.C., of course, Adam Zagoria with us, is Duke and Virginia Tech tonight. Obviously, you know, Zion Williamson is the biggest story. He's made Duke likable for the first time ever. is that not true?
It's just funny that you say that. It's definitely true. And,
right.
You know, I did a big story about, you know, talking to some North Carolina fans, and, you know, they said even we like Zion.
Wow. That's amazing. Even North Carolina fans. That's incredible. This kid is so
–
everybody
special,
loves him. I don't know what it is. I mean, it seems like such a nice guy. I mean, most of us don't know him personally.
No, when he talks, he just comes across so well. And
he does.
His character just – it seems impeccable.
And it helps. He's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say real quick, I did a story for Forbes earlier in the season about whether he could make $1 billion with a B, you know, ultimately in his career. You know, Fran Fraschilla mentioned that on ESPN, and I followed it up by talking to Fran. There's been only 3 athletes, I believe, that have made $1 billion, Tiger, Michael, and I think Floyd Mayweather, and LeBron is closing in on that. But, you know, you just look at this kid, what he can do on the court, and then just his smile, and, you know, he's going to be a natural for all kinds of, you know, advertisements, everything from, you know, cars to sneak, you know, can you imagine the bidding war over his sneaker deal and all kinds of products? And he's just very charismatic, has a great smile. The dunks are incredible. So, you know, he's going to be a very rich young man in a few months and down the road.
And it's rare, Adam, don't you think, that he actually increased his value this season by going and playing a year at Duke?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, there were a lot of people on, you know, talking heads saying he should have shut it down when he injured his knee in the North Carolina game and shouldn't play anymore. But, you know, anyone who knows the kid or has heard him talk, that's not what he's about. You know, he came to Duke to compete for a national championship, just like R.J. Barrett and the other guys, and that's what they want to do. They want to, you know, become just really the third team in the one-and-done era to win an NCAA championship. And absolutely, he's increased his value, you know, 100-fold.
Adam, Duke is the biggest favorite on the board tonight of the 4 games, by slightly over Michigan State. What kind of chance do you give Virginia Tech of pulling the upset?
I mean, you know, they experienced playing them in the ACC. I don't think, you know, my smart money would be on Duke tonight. I think you're going to see Zion and RJ come out and have big games. But, you know, they've played them twice already in the ACC. You know, they know them well. They have a good coach in Buzz Williams. So, you know, they're going to have a chance. You know, I don't think they're going to win. Although, you know, they did win.
Yeah.
You know, they did win the only time this season when Zion didn't play.
Right. That's true. Adam, the final game of the evening is Houston in Kentucky. And it's just a 2-point spread. I like the Cougars here in this one. Am I crazy?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the big question here is PJ Washington, whether he's going to play. It doesn't seem. I'm just checking Twitter here to see if there's any last minute updates. You know, he warmed up with the team for practice yesterday, took his cast off, but they really need him. I mean, he's their leading scorer. You know, they were able to get by Wofford and into the Sweet 16 without him. But he is their best player, their leading scorer, and they're going to need him tomorrow. And if he's not, you know, close to 100% and able to give them some minutes, you know, they could be in trouble. Houston's a very fast, athletic team. They won 30 games this year. They have a great coach in Kelvin Sampson. So Houston could definitely win that game.
Adam, we appreciate the time, man. It's going to be like, oh, you know, before I let you go, you said earlier 6 teams you think could still win the tourney. Give us your six and who's the most likely to win it.
I mean, I think you're crazy to pick against Duke. They're the most talented team. You know, that said, if Zion or RJ gets in foul trouble or they don't shoot well from three one night, which they generally don't, you know, somebody could beat them. I think you'd have to include Gonzaga, you know, Virginia and Carolina in the mix because they're all, you know, number one seeds. You know, I'll throw in Michigan State. Obviously, they've won it before. They have a Hall of Fame coach. And then, you know, I'll throw in Kentucky, you know, assuming they get by tonight.
Thanks, Adam. We appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.